Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Redfern. Campaneris scores. Baylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Randall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern fires to first and picks off Washington. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. North steals third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. North scores. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Randall moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards the mound. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Borgman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bry fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bry. Washington goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from 10 Arche and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Washington steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. North hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Garner moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Tom Johnson now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Gene Tenarche now playing first base. Don Baylor now playing right field. Claudel Washington now playing center field. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman strikes out. Rod Carew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Bando reaches second base with a double. Rudy moves to third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 3 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garner hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cusick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Terrell takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Carew scores. Terrell moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terrell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-4 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Terrell. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Sal Bando. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-4 in the game. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ten Arche. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Ten Arche steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bry bunts towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Braun reaches third base with a triple. Bostock scores. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew is walked intentionally. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Carew steals second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. Bill Campbell now pitching. Butch Weiniger now catching. Mike Cubbage now playing second base. Rod Carew now P. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil strikes out. 1 out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. Haney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ford out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-5 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Rudy strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is hit by the pitch. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Ken McMullen. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Tenarche moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields the ball and throws to second. Cubbage drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cubbage. Tenarche scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Sant now playing third base. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Bry moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Stan Bonson now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. Carew reaches second base with a double. Bry scores. Braun moves to third. It's Athletics, 7, Twins, 7. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is walked intentionally. Dave Gold's pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Braun scores. Carew moves to third. Golds moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.